Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:06 Irish Summertime. Today is April 7th, and it has been a rather, well, a relatively quiet day today. You had reasonable performance right across the European region, and the S&P had been up in excess of 1% today, but actually closed only marginally up on the day, up 2 points. Of course, what we've seen over the last couple of weeks was that you saw a number of markets having failed breaks below those January lows, or a number of markets finding support close to or at those January lows and then rallying back up towards their February highs, and in some cases exceeding those February highs. But as traders are out there, they saw support coming in at the bottom of the range, and certainly a number of them would have been tempted to go long. And as we've come back up towards the upper side of this range, it's not at all surprising that we see some traders starting to lighten their positions as we come back into an area of resistance over the last 3 or 4 months. What we would need to see markets do is sustain a move well above that February high, move above it, hold on to it, potentially come back and retest those February highs, and then advance once more. That would be a very good indication to us that this correction was very much in its latter stages. But what we are seeing at the moment is a base building stage. There's no evidence yet that this is over. And as we see these indices coming back up towards those February highs, it will be interesting to see how they react. If we see a downward dynamic in this region, well, that's going to convince a lot of traders out there that if it can't go up, it'll go down, and they'll be shorting it down towards another test of those lows. Again, we haven't seen that just yet, but this is a very interesting time in here right now, because we've had a very good rally over the last 2 weeks. It has pulled us right back up to those February highs, and it really does need to do something convincing on the upside to offset any potential really for this ranging phase to go onwards. It, to my eye at least, looks still to be very much a baby steps environment, where one would be lightening positions as you came back up towards the upper side of the range, and would have buy orders towards the lower side of the range to increase the position as the instrument were to fall back. This is a tactic that is suitable to any liquid market, and a large number of shares and indices fall into that bracket. Of course, if we did see markets having posting upward dynamics, breaking strongly above those February highs and sustaining the gain, well, then that would be extremely bullish, and we would anticipate a number of fuller money themes, markets in Asia and commodity markets. We would anticipate those pushing up faster and higher than those country indices that have been most affected by the financial crises, which is the US and much of Europe. I thought of, when I did my click through today for the first time in a couple of weeks, I thought Spain's performance has been absolutely stellar. It's pushed well above those February highs, found support early, and particularly in view of the fact that so many people had written Spain off completely, this has been one of the better performers in Europe generally, and is probably one of the better chart patterns in the European region. Now, looking at some of the other asset classes, you have bonds almost an inverse to the equity market. The treasuries are coming off their highs around 120. They were down almost a point in here today. And we continue to see top development in this area to my eye. The euro is relatively steady around 157. The dollar index has found support over the last couple of weeks, but no really strong upward dynamics, nothing to scare anyone who's short of the dollar in here right now. And this looks at the moment to be a technical rally. Does it have further to go? Potentially, but it doesn't show any real evidence that we've seen the low for the dollar. And that low, the most recent low, is, I think, quite likely to be tested. The precious metal markets were quite steady in here today. Silver was up in excess of 30 cents. It had been as high as 1828, but it was well off that high into the close. And gold was up over $900 in here today as well. But those precious metal markets posted extremely large downward dynamics a couple of weeks ago. They have not been immediately countermanded. In fact, we have lower highs in there right now. Those would at least, at the very least, would need to be taken out to offset scope for potentially some further downside. But what I anticipate is that we're going to see lots of ranging in the precious metal markets. That has been very much the character of what we've seen over the last 2 or 3 years, where we've had really quite prolonged ranging phases followed by accelerations on the upside, massive reactions against those accelerations, and then more ranging. And it does look like we're going to see, I think that that is the most likely scenario over the coming months in precious metals. Looking at the other commodities, you see also that you have these big downward dynamics on a lot of the grains. Corn has pushed up to new high ground, but soybeans and wheat and oats, they've all been unable to push back above those highs, and it does look like they're in medium-term corrections. And it's very much the case for many of the soft commodities. Of course, the commodity sector has seen record inflows over the first quarter. I saw a Bloomberg article there that there's been 400 billion flowing into commodities over the last few months. And that is certainly something that is noteworthy. And while that is something that we were looking really, well, I suppose expecting over the last 6 or 7 years, really, that we see an increased amount of money flowing into the commodity sector. That amount of money flowing in so quickly, I think 40 billion in the first quarter, to pull the overall figure up to 400 billion, is really rather a large amount to flow in such a short period of time. And the chances are that it's going to fall back somewhat this quarter before pushing into even greater amounts of money chasing this sector over the medium to longer term. And that is more or less the situation that we're in here. Of course, the energy sector, what is also noteworthy because it was up almost, well, it was up $2.64 as I look at the screens right now at 108.86. And gasoline pushed to a new all-time high at 278. Gasoline has often been a lead indicator for the energy sector, and with that pushing upwards and oil successfully consolidating above $100 over the last few weeks, we could potentially see this pushing upwards, pushing a bit higher at the very least. It would really need to take out $100 and sustain a move below that level to indicate that the integrity of this uptrend has broken. Natural gas, having had that very big downward dynamic a few weeks ago, has actually consolidated quite well below $10. And I think the chances are if it can sustain a move back above $10, that will be a successful reaffirmant of the overall uptrend. And that's pretty much it for me, but thank you very much for your time and have a great evening.